You and Daf Mem Gimelam at Beis. Let us again start from the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kishas Hatviya. We had before the Maskonas Hagemara that the Machlokes Beishamei Beisilu is in Shvach Gzeile. Yulke v'chosar b'yeser, it means if it was nitoisef, a shvach and the gzeile, so b'shamay holds that the constant, a sheleich yad, that he's not koine b'shinui, and b'silul holds k'shas eitzomi b'espailim, yes, to pay kol hagazonim mishalmi kishas agzeilin. Later, if there was a shinui, he's kaine, the shvach is kaine b'shinui. That was the machlokes b'shamei and b'silu. And then we had Rabbi Kiva Omer kishas hatviya. So let us again see the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Omer kishas hatviya. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Haloche Kerabbi Kiva. We pass like Rabbi Kiva. Umayde Rabbi Kiva B'mokim Sheyesh Eidem. That what Rabbi Kiva says, that the Shume is Kishas Atviya, and as the sugya progresses, we'll see exactly what this means. That is Dafke, if there were no Eidem, and the Nifkat was Maida and Bezdin, but he was Sheleach Yad. So then, we reckon with the Shas Atviya, that means the Chiev became Nizbara Bebezdin, Beshas, he was Maida and Bezdin. So then, the Shume goes according to what the Pekodin was worth, Beshas, he was Maida and Bezdin. Kishas HaTviyah. Omar Rav Yudha Mashmul Halochik Rabbi Kiva Umoide Rabbi Kiva B'mokim Sheyesh Eide. Rabbi Kiva is Moide when there were Eidim that saw when he was Sheleach Yad. So then, even though as yet they did not come to Bezdin, but since in Yesod, we have a basis to be mechayiv him b'shas shlichus yad. So then the shas chiyuv is the shas of the shlichus yad. Ma she'ein kein, if I don't have edim, so the shas achiyuv is when he's made in Bezdin that I was shaleich yad. So then the shume is Kishas Hatviya. Let us just go a little further and then we'll see Rashi. My time the omakro lasher hu lo yitnenu biyoy mashmosoi. So Rashi learns pshat yitnenu, he pays the mafkid ki yoy mashmosoi, the shume that it was worth when Bezdin, the day that Bezdin was Mechayev him. That's the taich, B'yoy mashmosoi, ki yoy mashmosoi. V'kivin de'ike edim, but if there are edim who saw when he was Sheleach Yad, mayahu shaito hu de'chayev le'ashmo. So then the yoy mashmosoi is as soon as he was Sheleach Yad, because there were Edim who witnessed, who saw when he was Sheleach Yad. So then that is called Yom Hashmosai. Let us see what Rashi says. Umayde Rabbi Kiva b'mokim sheyesh Edim, kamo hoiso shovo b'yom shegozlo. So then the Shuma is how much it was worth when he stole it. V'roi she'goz lo'imenu, and Edom saw how he stole it, the mishalem kishas ha'gzeile. Then you pay kishas ha'gzeile. My time is the Rabbi Kiva. What is the time of Rabbi Kiva? The Omar kishas ha'tviyeh. The Omar kro b'yoyim ha'shmosoy. B'domim shaloysoy yoyim shohu mischayev loy. The Shuma is how much it was worth in the day that he became Mechuyev to pay. So Rashi explains, if Bemison, these psukim are speaking about a kaifa bepikotin, so this nifkat was kaifa, I never got a pikotin for you, from you. So there's no tviya. All of a sudden, he's moide, and he says, yeah, I got a pekodin, I was shaleich yad. So then the yom ashmosai is when he's moide in bezin. Veheichet the toboi, if the mafkid was teveya the shema, vahoide, and he was moide, da'al pivu mischayev, and so comes out, the whole chiyuv only comes through his haidah, hamodosoi badin. So that, what the mafkid was mamitim badin, vohoidosoi, and he was moide, hu yoimashmosoi. That is the day that he was neshem, that he was bashuldik, that he was nischayiv. And the pasuk says, Yitnenu biyoyim ashmosoi, bedomim shaloisayoyim. Avolim yesh edim, misho shero shagosloi, hu oshamloi. So that's the yoyim ashmosoi. So then the yoyim ashmosoi is bishas the edim saw when he gazled it. And let's just perhaps elaborate a little. I saw in Mishnah Salevi, perhaps we could say this in Shitas Rashi, the Tosfos HaRosh is such a mahalach, that Rashi Limshat, Rabbi Kiva is speaking about in the case as follows. A shema received a pekodin, and Bishasi received the pekodin that was worth a zuz. Then later, when the mafkid schlepped him to Bezin, it was worth four zuzin. Now, if there were no edim bishas shlichas hayad, so the yom hashma, when bepoil does he become mechuyev to pay? He becomes bepoil mechuyev to pay when bezin is mechayev, and that time the pekodin was worth dalet. So mamela, if later an oynis happened, but since the chiyev hashove was chal on a chayfet that was then worth dalet, so the shume is biyoy mashmosay bedomim shaloisayoyim. Bezdom was machayev you then to pay, and if it was nenas later, you have to pay bedomim in the value shaloisayoyim shumeschayev loy. That is, if the yoyim ashmosay came about through the hidor of the shema. The Shema was Maide. So even though he was Shalech Yad 4 months ago, but the Yoim Ashmosai became the day he was Maide. Kozman, he wasn't Maide. There was no Tviyah. So this Chus that the Mafkid acquired that he owes him was Nishadish in his Barer, Yoim Ashmosai, and so you Cheshbon with the shume, with the value that it was worth then. So it was worth then dalet. So there's a chiv to pay a chavitz, so there's a shavius of dalet. So if it's nenes, you owe dalet. That's Rabbi Kiva's chiddush. Even though lemaisa the chiv is for the shlichas yad that happened 4 months ago, but we do not look at what the shavius was bishas the shlichas yad, because then Vinishvi, you didn't know anything, Bepoil, because there was no birr of a chlal that you were shaleich yad. So we cheshbon with the yom hashmosei, the yom that Bezdin became this baral of Bezdin ayidei hayidosei, that he was shaleich yad. So we look at the shume of that day, and that's what the pasuk says, asher hu loy yitnenu biyom hashmosei bedomim shaleisei yom. But the Gemara says further, but what is if I have Edom who witnessed the Shlichus Yad? So even though Lemaisa, they came to Bezdin 4 months later, but already there was Edom who could be made Bishas the Shlichus, but they came 4 months later. But since there were Edom who were bekoyach to be meyed bishas shlichus yad that he was shelech yad. So then we consider the yom hashmosa is when I had a biru that he shuldik. I had a biru and it was worth azuz. That's how the Mishnah Salevi wants to say pshat and Rashi. So Rabbi Kiva is speaking about how you cheshben the shumer. And we'll see, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel could be held like we had before, like Rabbi, that you go Bishas Agzela, unless it was Tavra Bishash when it was worth Talit. But if it was Itva Memele, so it is irrelevant, even though it's Mikore Shavi Yezuzvacha Kach Shavi Dalit V'Itva Memele, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel say you go Boso the Shas Agzela when it was worth Azuz, and Rabbi Kiva has a posik Asher Hu Lo Yitnenu B'Yom Hashmosoi B'Domim Shaloisa Yom. But the Gemara says that it is only considered Yom Hashmosoi if the biru was bo al Yedei Haydosoi. So then he became Nischayiv B'Shas he was Moide. But if I have Edom, so then it considered that Yom Hashmosei was Bishas, there was Arias Edom, and if then it was worth Azuz, so that's how much he has to pay. V'kivin dike Edom, who shaito hu dechayiv le'ashman. Omar le'i, so who said this memre? Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu said this memre, that in Rabbi Kiva Gufa, this achilik, if the Yischaivis came through Edom, or the Yischaivis came through his Eido. Omale Rabbi Shayel Rabbi Yehude, Rabbi Ata Oimekein, you say that when there is Edom, I consider the Yom Hashmosoi, the Shas Rias Edom, Och Yomar Abbasim Rabbi Yochanan, Cholok Oye Rabbi Kiva Afilu Bemokim Sheyesh Edom. Even if there were Edom b'shas t'shliches yad, my time do makro l'ashehu loy yitnenu b'yoyim hashmosoi, you cheshben of the yoyim hashmosoi, u'beidin uhudek machai v'lay ashme. Lamai said it's irrelevant that I had Edom that saw the shliches yad before. But Lamai said, when you have to be done, when they were in the Skabel in Bezdin Paskin, he owes him. So the Yom HaShmosei is considered the day that Bezdin Paskin. So even though there were Edom before, and theoretically if they would have come before the Yom HaShmosei, it could have been earlier, but if Lamai said they didn't come before, so you have to cheshben when the Yom HaShmosei was, and if the Yom HaShmosei was when it was worth Dalit, so you pay Dalit, even though there was a Be'etzem, there was a Biru before. Fine. So we have here a difference of opinion, a Libet, the Rabbi Kiva. If there were Edom, if we consider Yom HaShmosei Bishas Rias Edom, or Bishas when the Edom said Edis. Omar lei Rab Zeir le Rab Abba bar Poppe, ki ozlis lahosam, when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, akif, go around, make a detour, asul medutzu, that means going to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have to go in this direction, he was going out of his way to go up to Tzur. Vu'ul legabe de Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, and go to Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, ובוי מיני ישמיע אלי לרבי יוחנן הלוכה כרבי קיבה, אי אין הלוכה כרבי קיבה. This is Rabbi Zeire wanted to know how Rabbi Yochanan paskened in this shaila we have here, Machlokes, Beshamei, Beisul, and Rabbi Kiva. Who do we pasken? Did Rabbi Yochanan hold halachic Rabbi Kiva, ayin halachic Rabbi Kiva? Fine. Samir de Kizach, I mean, Mustama, this shaila is not too shriach. We have the soul shilas, Nagei Atzir, Wasuka, Biyem Hashmosai, and he was going to Eretz Yisrael, and we don't know how long a detour he had to make, but it was wichtig to Rabbi Zeire to know, Rabbi Abba Bar Papa was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he heard from Rabbi Yochanan how, what Rabbi Yochanan said, if we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva. This is very choshev to know what Das Rabbi Yochanan was. Fine. Amalei, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi told Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, Hochi Yama Rabbi Yochanan Haloche Ke Rabbi Kive La Oilo. That was the member of Rabbi Yochanan Haloche Ke Rabbi Kive La Oilo. So the Gemara asks, "My la'olam, what did Rabbi Yochanan come to tell us with the words la'olam?" Amar Ravashi, "Shalay toima, hani mili heche deleka edim." Don't think that Rabbi Kiva only said his din, that yoimash mosai is only when there were no edim on the shliches yad. And we need a biro of his Aido, then we consider Yom HaShmosai is the day that Bezin is Machayev him. Aval Heichati Ke'edim Loi. No, it's not like that. Halochek Rabbi Kiva La'olam, and this is taken the memory we had before of Rabbi Yochanan, that Afilo Ike'edim, the Yom HaShmosai is when Bezin Paskin, the Shomer is Machayev, so Nachesben with the Shume of Yom HaShmosai. Fine. That's one shot in the La'olam, this word La'olam that Rabbi Yochanan said. V'inami, another pshat in the La'olam, Da'hadre leduchte ve'itpere, that let's say the Shema was Sheleach Yad, and then he put it back in its place. Ve'itpare, and it broke afterwards. And halacha kerab, so he still can, he holds that you need das bailim. The das of the shomer is not considered das, tzorich das bailim. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds, Rabbi Shmuel holds, that you don't need das bailim, the das of the shomer is sufficient. So memele, so Rabbi Kiva came to tell us that we paskin like, Rabbi Yochanan came to tell us we paskin like Rabbi Kiva in the second shaila. Afilu the shomer was machzerit, it is not considered a hashavas gzeila, because Hashavas Gzeil needs Das Bailim, and the Das Shomer is not considered Das Bailim. So Memele, so will be Itbere, after Hadre Leduchte, he also be Chayiv to pay, because there was no Hashava as yet. Vinami da Hadre Leduchte ve Itbere, you also Chayiv. Lafukim in Rabbi Shmuel, the Oma loy beinon Das Bailim, Kamash Malon, the Beinon Das Pail. We need Das Pail. The Rav Omar, Haloche Kebeisilu. And Rav said that we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva. We paskin like Beisilu. So Memele, the Shume is, Kishas Eitzomi Beis Pailim. This whole drash of, Beyoimash Mosai, the domim shall yemash mosai, we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Let us see Rashi. Lohosam la'eretz Yisrael. He told them, when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, Akif, harbei es haderech. So go make a detour. Visavev derech aruche. Go a longer way. Al dvar ze. Because of this reason, why should you make, go out of your way? Loleches derech mailas shel har tzur. Rashi is translating, Akif means you should make a detour. Asulma de tzur means there was mailas, there were steps. How similar to a sulam in order to get to tzur. So mailas shel har tzur, the sulam, the steps that you have to go to get to har tzur, so go in that direction. Mekoim sheRabbi Akiv shom. Rabbi Akiv was there. Uboi minei, in esk Rabbi Akiv ma shomem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi al kach. Kol mahalach derech aruche b'mokim shiyes tzore makif, who that is called makif. Inami, the Mor says, halachik Rabbi Akiv, Rabbi Yochanan said, halachik Rabbi Akiv, lo'oilom, what is this lo'oilom? Oilam comes to tell Zinami Dahotra Leduchte Lahochi Ashmina Loilam Loima Shimech Zira Limkoima Laacha Shesholach Boyat. What is if the Shema put it back in its place? Vinishbera Boinis Av Bezu Aloche Kabekiva Da Oma Lael Gabigon of Tlemina Eder Tzorich Das Bailim, and without Das Bailim it's not considered a Hashok. Rova Oma Haloche Kebeisilu Kishas Gzele, and Rashi says Vanan Kerova of Dinin Bahavalei Basro. So we pass on like Trove that there's no such shume of Yoimash Mosai. Rabbi Kiva Oima Kishas Hatviye. Let us see Taisvis. Now, the pshat I'm saying in Taisvis, I say more or less in Mishnas Halevi, the Roshenis of Taisvis are very difficult. I just like to give a shtikel akdomim that we said pshat in Rashi that Rabbi Kiva is speaking about that the shas hashume of the domim is Kishas Yoimash Mosai. So it comes out that Be'edmison Rabbi Kiva is being Choylik on Beishamai in Beisilu. Beishamai in Beisilu agreed that in Shavius, the Shavius is Kola Gazloni Mishalmin Kishas Agzela. We hear a member of Rabbi and the Gemara Firdois, that everyone agrees with this, that if you gazled it when it was worth a zuz, and later it was hukah, it for memele, you pay a zuz. There was no machloikis in Beishami and Beisilu. The whole machloikis was ishine kaine, ishine not kaine. And all of a sudden, according to Rashi, Rabbi Kiva comes and says, and Rashi seems to say it's going on the shume, Kama hoise shova, how much it was worth, b'yom hashmosai. Tamim shaloisa yom shemischaivloi. So it comes out, Rabbi Kiva be'etzem is choylik on Beishami and Beisilu. No one disagreed in the shume, and you go bosa the shas kseila, the shas liches yad. And Rabbi Kiva, all of a sudden is machadish, there's a new shume of Yom Hashmosai. Taisvis Deval did not want to say that that's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. It comes out, Rabbi Kiva is Bechlal, not going on the machlekes of Beishami and Beisilu, which is a machlekes of Shini, is kind of Shini, is not kind of, all of a sudden he's going off on the tangent. And he's saying Yechezben with the Shuma of Shastri. So Taisvis learned that Rabbi Kiva also somehow has a Shaiches with the Machlikas of Beishami Bisul, which is speaking about Ishine Kaina, Ishine Natkaina. Taima Maikasova. So Tosfos has a tremendous problem. What is Pshat and Rabbi Kiva? Ikasova Shinui Kaine. If he holds Shinui is Kaine, Lama, so Tosfos understood. So we were speaking about till now that Chosar v'Yeser, speaking about that it was a Tune v'Gozizo, or the Moberes v'Yoldo, we're speaking about that there was a Shinui. And the Shaila is who does the Shinui belong to, the Nixol, to the Gazon, that's Machlokes Beishami and Beisilu. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Kiva says, we have to look at the Shume Bishas Yom HaShemosa. So Tosfos is Amor Dekekash. Taimo Maikasova. Ikasova Shinui Koine Loma Yishalem HaShvach Kishas Atviye. So why do you pay the Shvach Kishas Atviye? Aloi Bishas Gzize Kono. So Mishnah Salevi is one mahalach he wants to say, and Bemison, there's a big machlekes harishayim in this. If you hold that Shinui is koine, and I have a rochel to une v'gozizo, so that's poshet you koine the wool. Are you also koine the rochel? So he wants to say that Tosfos holds you koine the rochel also. Not only is it a Shinui in the wool, it's a shini in the rochel also. I stole a rochel to une. And now, after I'm goises the tzema from the rochel, so that's a shinui in the rochel also. So now, frag Tosfos amir de kekash. So now, amir de kezach, if it was gozel rochel tune. Gozel rochel tune ve gozezo. Now, if Rabbi Kiva holds like Beis Shammai, so, let's say, when he stole a rochel to une, b'shas, the gzele, it was worth, let's say the rochel is worth $100, with that, that's tune, it's worth another $25, worth $125, fine. Now, he was goises the rochel, fine. So now, he stole $125, he owes him $125, fine. And now after the gzize, if you hold shini kaine, so everything belongs to him. The wool belongs to him. The rochel belongs to him. He owes him a check of $125. But now he was kaine everything. Fine. All of a sudden Rabbi Kiva says, now we have to see, 4 months later they schlepped him to Bezdin, and I have to see how much the rochel is worth. B'yayim HaShemosai. Tosfos, the rochel, now B'yayim HaShemosai, and Shultik, this rochel belongs to the Shema, it doesn't belong to the Bailam. So what sense is there to Cheshbin how much the rochel is worth with Shvach, with everything, of B'yayim HaShemosai? B'yayim HaShemosai, the rochel is already, he was already koined when he was goyis is the rochel. Let us see the lotion of Tosfos. Taima, Maikasova. Ikasova, Shini Koine. If Rabbi Kiva, Shini Koine. Loma Yishalem HaShvach. Whatever Shvach there could be, Kishas HaTviyah. That is 4 months later. Haloi Bishas Gziza, when he was Geises the Rochel, 4 months ago, Kon Oh. He was kaine the rochel. Vim higdila rochel, and if now the rochel became a to'une, that's what the Mashal says, Pshat, oi higzizo v'nisyakro, and now the rochel, he was goises the rochel, and now the rochel is worth more money, it's not higdila, it didn't grow more wool, but it's worth more money. So that's irrelevant. Lo yishalem elokamoshe shava rochel b'shas gzize. He has to pay how much a rochel is worth b'shas gzize, because since he was kind of the rochel with shinui, So memeila, whatever the value of the rochel is now b'yoyim hashmosai, say because it became a tuuna b'yoyim hashmosai. Say the market value went up, but this rochel does not belong to the Bailam. He was koine the rochel b'shas k'zize. V'ika sovar shinui einei koine. And if Rabbi Kiva holds that Shinui is not koine, imken kishe gozo zo, so why is the criteria the shavyes of shas yoyim hashmosoi? Imken kishe gozo zo achar ha-tviyah, let's say the tviyah, b'shas the tviyah, it was a to'une, so it was worth $125, and then later he was geizes it, so I feel now it's worth more. Nami yeakol lenigzal de b'may kone. So why is there a shavius of yoim ashmosoi if Yehoshini is not kone? Va'oid de koma umoide Rabbi Kiva b'mokem shiyesh edim. Bishash shliches yad. Rabbi Kiva is moide. B'mokim she'eshedim bishash shliches yad she'eshalim ka'isa sho. Then he pays what it was worth bishash to shliches yad. So, b'may kone, if you hold shini is not kone, so why do you pay ka'isa sho, but later it grew more wool? Ki yigzezen afilo he'll cut it later or share it later. Shini lo yikne. Va'oid leman moide, he's moide. Olay bein lebei shami bein lebei sula le kona b'shash shliches yad ad shash shinui. Until there's a shinui, he's not koine. And here you're saying that if there was edim, so then he only pays b'shash. He only pays what it was worth then, and later he doesn't pay. If Shini is not koine, so it still belongs to the nigzel. And when he stole it, there's no Shinui. Who's he moide to? The man moide lebein lebeisham beisil lekona b'shash lichashad ad shashinui. So that means Yizich have to wait for a Shinui. So the shash liches yad alone is not sufficient to be keveya, that he has to pay tafkid that amount and not more. Void the shmu v'rabbi yechna posko k'rabbi kive, v'shmaiten abagoizel kam yisru d'shini koine. Lekach nire. So therefore, Taisvi says, l'beishamei da'omri yilke b'choser v'yesa. So even though the Gemara said Choser V'yeser is not speaking about the market value, Choser V'yeser is speaking about, doesn't say Yoike V'zoil, so the Gemara says it's speaking about if there was a Shinui, Mayri Af B'yukro V'zula. Beishamei is also speaking about Yukro V'zula. Dim Hukro Mishalem kishasei tzor min oilam. If it became worth more, and there was tavra vishasye, so you pay how much it was worth then. Vim huzlo, and if it became worthless, mishalem kishasei gzeile. Choser v'yeser is also speaking about shivui in Shabbos. The Gemara brother Raya, it's also speaking about Shinui, because if it's only speaking about Yoike V'zoil, should have said Yoike V'zoil. So since it says Choser V'yesa, so this comes to include that if it was Nishtane, Beishame holds also, he was not Koine the Yesa, he was not Koine that, the Shinui. But Al Koponim, it is also speaking about Shavyes. And in the mashmois of Shavyes, there's no machlokes beishami and beisil. That means if later it became worth more, and there was a b'china of tavra v'shashye, hitziya min ha'olam, so then you'll pay how much it's worth later. If it became worth less, you'll pay how much it was b'shas t'gzei. In Yoike v'zeil, there's no machlokes. They all agree. V'haynu kerabe, and that's like rabe. I'm on the gozal chavita because shav yezuz v'achkach shav yedalad it from a meila mishal mishuz tavu v'shashim mishal dal. This mashmois is nichlal in the Mishnah. There's no machlokes in b'shami b'zeil. V'haynu kerab, ala b'shami ma'irinami b'shinoi. B'shami is also speaking about a yeser that came about not through yoike, nor through shinoi. Bo pligi b'silu, that's machlekes b'silu. The shinoi koin. B'kitzer, so b'shami is speaking about yoike v'zoil. And in yoike v'zoil, there's no machlekes tim b'shami b'silu if it was hukar later and there was tavre, you pay how much it was worth b'shashaytzi min oilo, so you pay according to the yoike. V'os hukar before and huzar later, you pay according to the shasak zayla. And that is no machlekes tim b'shami b'silu. Rabbi Kiva poligazel v'yoike. In that, what Beishamai and Beisilul agreed that b'yoike v'zoil, there's no machlokes, they all agreed that tavur v'shashi, you pay b'shas to yoike, to mele, you pay b'shas to gzeila. And these, or who can we call it, you pay b'shas to gzeila. Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on them, and he says, you don't go shas gzeila. Rabbi Kiva polig azoil v'yoike, the omar mishalim kishas atviye, bein huzal, bein hukar. Now, Tosfos says a very big chiddush. So that means as follows. That means that, let us say, a person was sheleach yad in something that was worth, let's say, dalet zuz, b'shash lichas yad. And Yoim HaShmosei, it was worth a zuz, was huzal. We said pshat and Rashi the other way around, it was hukar. So we said that there's a mechayev of Yoim HaShmosei, since the chiv was chal then, and then was worth dalet, so he owes dalet. That HaShmois isn't the Teis HaRosh, there's such a HaShmois. But Teis says, klor afilu huzal, which is a merdik echidish, that even though Bishash Lichashada was worth Dalit, and when Bezdim brought him Ledin, it was worth Azuz, and it was Itva Memeli, you pay Azuz, you don't pay Dalit. So Bemison, there's a Mirdike Taine, so why didn't he say Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmim Kishas HaGzeila? So the Maram says that since we're speaking about a pekodin, Rashi says a pekodin is different than shagas lonim kivin de betera osuliyodai. So memela by a pekodin, there is a new shashume. The shashume is yoyim hashmosai afilu huza later you cheshben with the shume of yoyim hashmosai. Let us learn the next Mishnah. Achayshev l'shloyach yad b'pekodin. Now, Rashi says, Achayshev l'shloyach yad b'pekodin, Omar b'fnei edim, etel piktoine shel ploini la'atzmi. He said in front of two edim, I'm going to take the pekodin for myself. Beishamei oimrim chayiv. Beishamei say he's chayiv. He didn't do anything. He just told this to two Eidim. Ubeisilul oimrim ein eichayiv at sheyishlach boyad. You have to be shaleach yad. Shenema im loy sholach yodoy b'mleches chayiv. Nidashlich eshyad. That's what he said. He has an intent to do it. That's irrelevant. You have to do it. You have to be shaleich yad. Im le shaleich yad, im lechas chayei. Hito es achoves. What if there was a choves of wine, and he tilted the choves, v'notal himeno revius. He did not pick up the choves to take from this choves a revius. He tilted the choves, so there was no maise kinyan on the choves. V'nishbera, and then later the choves broke, eine mishalom el revius. So he is not considered a shaleach yad on the whole chavis, since he did not make a maise kinyan on the chavis, she only pays for revius. He gbiya v'not alimen a revius v'nishbara, mishalom to make kula. Then he pays the make kula. So trashi, chayiv, in shaleach b'kodem, chayiv. What's that chayiv? Be oin seho. He's chayiv in onsin. Mehayoim vohola im nenas. From saying that he wants to be sheleach yad, so there's a chayiv, if it will be nenas, he's chayiv b'chayis from the day he said this. Hita sachovis milso ba'apei nafshehi. V'nishbaro la'achazman. Einem Mishalma la Revius, the Shlichas Yad Einem Ischayev Ba'onsen, Ad Sheyim Shoich O Yagbiye, he has to make a Maise Kinyi, Tahave Kniye, he has to make a Maise Kinyi, Yigbiye Benotol, Tahave Kniye Ba'gvoso, he made a Maise Kinyi by lifting it up, Vechesoren, there was two things, there was a Maise Kinyi, and the Chesoren, Minetilas revius chayev b'inzer is chayev b'inzer. The Ktaisvus chayshem l'shleich yad ach machshava havedibo k'diyalef mal kol devar. So devar means dibo. V'chein machshavas pigo, where it says machshavas pigo by kochem nami hava bedibo v'loy b'leiv k'demuchepek beis desvochem. Pek Amed the Menoches, Pek Tamed Nishchat, Pek on the Zotin, Bekoymes Acherim Perashti. Let us learn the second Taisvis, Beisham Yisovi Shlichas Yad Eino Tzricha Chasorim. There it's speaking about, he lifted it up, Al Menas Lachasim and his worth Dalit. So even though later was Zol, when he was Machasa, you pay Dal. Vim Temen Kein Trebovi, Hach Docha Besefet Achosh Vishlich Yad Lomali. In Beishamai, if it says in the Sefer, he thought to lift it up on Manas Lechasroi. The din is his chayiv. So, Nachum, if you lift it up on Manas Lechasroi, he's about to give his chayiv. You don't need chesoron bepoil. So why do you need two mishnayis? V'yishloim the Sefer, Hashmin in the Le Beishamai, Efe Le Dibba Beloim, Meshicha Chayiv. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer. V'achdoch Hashmin in the Le Beisilot, Tzricha Chesoron. And our Mishnah is coming to tell us the chiddush of Beis Hillel that you need a chesoron b'poil. Zok the Gemara, Menoa ani mili. How do we know this machlek is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai holds a chayshev l'shloich yad yechay. Menoa ani mili. The Tana Rabbona al kol devar pesha. Beis Shammai oimrim melamed shechayiv al amachshav kemaisa. So you need a maisa of shlichas yad. Omru lehen beishamei lebeisilul, v'aloi kvar nema al kol devar pesha. What do you do? Good, you say, m'loishalach yodoi, but it says devar pesha. Oma lehen beisilu lebeishamai, baloi kvanem leisholach yodim umleches leireyev. It says that you have to be a shaleach yad. Im kein ma talmud loima al kol devar pesha. So what is the al kol devar pesha coming to tell me? Sheyochil ein li elo hu. If he was shaleach yad himself, so then there's a din ischayev. Omar la'avdoi u'lishluchay minayin. What if he told his Eved or Shliach that they should be Sheleach Yad for him? Talmud Loimar called the Bar Pesha. So here's a Amir de Kechidish, that even though B'chol HaTeire Kule we say Ein Shliach L'dvar Avere, but by Shliach Yad we say Yes Shliach L'dvar Avere, according to Beis Hillel, and we learned this out from Al-Kol Devar Pesha. That what it says, Avdoi, I don't know, Klo, what, I mean, Shlucha is a Chiddush, I don't know, Ebe Knani is, I don't know why it mentions Avdoi, if there's another Revus, I mean, Lechei, by Avdoi also, you need the Gedorim of Yeshliach Ledvar Avera. Yeah. Omer la Avdoi, Shesh Yishlach Yad, V'chein Osa, and he did, he was Shalech Yad. Vinayim shul chayiv. How do you know a chayiv? So we learn out al kol devar pesha. Hita es achovis. We heard what happened if he was mata achovis. He tilted the chovis. He took out a revius. He tilted the chovis, and he took out a revi'i. So it says in the Mishnah, since he did not make a maise kinyan on the yain shebishar chovis, so therefore the din is that he's only chayv on the revi'i, and he's put on the rest of the chovis. Omar Rabbe, leishonu elo nishbarov. We're speaking about if the chovis broke. So his chiev is a chiev onsen alt shliches yad. So since he didn't make a maise kinyan on the whole chovis, he only took out a revius, so he's put on the rest of the chovis. Aval ich mitza. But what is, by taking out a revius of yayin from the chovis, it seems, Bizman Chazal for sure, that the one of the Eifanim that ensured that wine should not become sour was if the barrel was full. If you were Machasa, a chelik of the wine from the barrel, that brought about that the whole wine would become Nishamitz. So Omar Rabbe, that what it says in the Mishnah, that one is chayiv only on the revius if hita is achovis, but not on the rest of the yain shebachovis. That is dafke if was nishbaro. So I'm not called a sheleich yad on the rest of the chovis, so I'm not responsible. Avol hichmitza, but if he took out a revius, and because of this, the whole wine became sour. Mishalem es kulo, he has to pay for the whole chavis. My time, giri di day hu dahaniloi. This is his maise that was misaviv, that it should become chametz. So Mamele is responsible for this. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Elo lo yishanu deched enot avlo yigbiya kol achavis pata le nishbaro." Toinesu. So he's a barei loikono. She is chayiv bonds, and he never made a maise kinyan. Avol hichmitza pshiyehi. This is a pshiye. Umazik biyadayim hu. The bishvil shechisra, since he was machasa, hichmitza. That's why it became chaymitz. Shekein derech yain lahachmitz bekli choso. Yain will become sour if you are mechasa a chelik of the yain. Giri dideya hani loy chitzim shloy golmo lo lahachmitz. L'davoyni, the lotion of Rashi is unclear. Rashi starts off by saying, avol ichmitzo pshiyahi. So Rashi, it would seem that the chiyuv of that that it became Nischametz is als Achiev Shemrim. That means he's a Shemrim. He's Mechuyev to watch to see that the Yayin should not become Nischametz. So by taking away a Rebis, he's a Peshei B'Shmir. Then Rashi says right afterwards, Umazik B'Yadayimu. The shailas of a person is not a shomer. If he will be machaser revius, will he be and will became this chametz? Will he be mechuyev to pay? The loshna of Rashi is very unclear.